Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm so excitable because it is Potapalooza Day and I get to meet or re-meet or find new people on this day several times a year. And I'm so excited. I have Lori Osborne with me right now. And Lori and I are going to talk about showing up as an authority that you need to be. And I struggle with this because I can be really authoritative when I do show up. It's the showing up part that I skip out on sometimes. So I'm really excited about this, Lori. Like, tell me a little bit more about yourself and how you became an authority on this.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. It is such a pleasure to be here. I started doing this. Well, I've been in technology for my entire career, but I started building websites and looking at branding about 10 years ago. Very short story, as the result of being diagnosed with a benign brain tumor that is part of my carotid artery and led to surgeries that left me half blind and chronic headaches. So basically, I say that story because it stopped me and made me look at what I could do for the rest of my life. And it was when I discovered that I really am good at what I do and I love building websites. I had never done it before. And when I started, I went, oh my gosh, why have I not been doing this my entire career? And the thing I always tell people is the way I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing is when I build a website, I never have a headache.
Oh my gosh. And it's so funny. I said this last week with a group of friends I used to work with. And then I said it earlier today and that someone said, are you sorry that you didn't do this sooner? And I was like, no, I wouldn't have the great stories that I have. And it's like, man, you get every time you work on a website, you get confirmation you're in the right place because you don't have a headache. Like, that's amazing.
It is because, I mean, honestly, I live with a lot of pain the rest of the time. And I get so much joy out of extracting someone's brand and who they're targeting and then building something that truly represents them, that speaks to their ideal audience. And I get to be creative and analytical and technical, and I get to use all my talents to draw out and hopefully change someone's entire perspective online. Like, that's my goal.
I love that you get to be creative and very technical, very strategic, very analytical, because sometimes people think those two don't go together, but they do. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
You got to have, but it's a both and, not an either or.
Yes.
I've had websites done by very creative people and none of the tech worked. And I've had stuff done by very techie people and it was just kind of okay, pretty, but guess what? The tech didn't work. So having a both and is critical. And wait, did we meet on the marketer's cruise?
I think we did.
That's it.
Okay. I think that is where we met. Yes. I was trying to put it together too. Yes.
I think that's where we met.
Are you going to the next one?
I am. Are you?
Yes.
Let's have cocktails. Okay.
Let's do.
On my list. Lori, we're having cocktails. Oh my God.
Awesome.
So, branding and your website. So I have a couple, you know, personal experiences with both and thousands of dollars. So I heard one time, I just want your take on this because I don't know what I believe. and I bet
Okay.
I'm not the only one about this. When it comes to your brand, you don't just like map out what you want your brand to be. How you show up determines what your brand is. Thoughts on that statement?
Let me kind of define brand a little bit to answer that. So
Please, please.
first, as entrepreneurs, we are our brand. I mean, if you own a business, you're the face of it, you are the brand. And to me, it's your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, good or bad.
I love that.
To me, my brand revolves around authenticity and integrity. And if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that is what people are going to pick up and what's going to show up. And that's a feeling because people buy from emotion and justify with logic. That's straight from Simon Sinek in Start With Your Why. When I started learning about branding, I really thought it was just colors and fonts because as a web developer, that's where I have to start. I start with a logo and I'm going to go from here and go colors and fonts, and that's what matters. But it's not just that. Your brand is everything about you, how you come across, how you speak, your tone of voice, and it's your ideal client because it's who you're speaking to and how you're speaking to your ideal client. And the people that really don't understand their brand or don't come across with a strong brand are the ones that are trying to sell to everyone. And when you try to sell to everyone, you sell to no one. So part of what I do when I'm helping people clarify their brand is we spend a lot of time. You disappeared, Jennifer.
I'm still here. I'm having
Okay.
my
Okay. When I help people with their brand, we spend a lot of time on really understanding who their ideal client is. And I really push people to dig deep on this because, again, if I build a website that's trying to speak to everybody out there, it's not going to be effective because it's not going to speak to the people you really, really want to attract.
right. I'm still here. You just can't see me. Thank God most of this will be audio anyway. And I love that. And it's kind of like we hear, friends of ours say, I was born with an outside voice, not an inside voice. And that's probably me. Like, yeah, I've always been loud. I've never not been loud. Like, we can't, I can't be quiet. So that's kind of who I am. So
Right.
very interesting that you would say that. And that kind of goes along a little bit with the question I asked of, oh, look, I'm back. Like your brand is who you are when you're an entrepreneur. And I believe it evolves and it grows.
Yes.
And mine has evolved and grown. My company name has changed. My logo has changed. I've kept the basic brand colors of purple, teal, and gold because I like those colors and it kind of has fit well. So, yeah, that's really important. On the website piece, I think I was given, I'm going to go with not the greatest advice ever when I became an entrepreneur with you have to have a website. Like, let's start with the website. When I really wasn't sure what I was going to offer, how I was going to show up, and it made it really difficult. And I think that's why thousands of dollars were spent trying to create a website that did what I wanted it to do and then highlighted me the way I wanted to. And I started my entrepreneurial career doing mostly leadership development training, which I still do, and speaking at conferences on leadership, and that all like folds in together. But someone said, your website is for credibility. And my husband one day said, how many hits do you get on your website a day? And I was like, gee, I don't even know. I don't know how to find that out, so I don't have a clue. And I said, I don't even know that anybody goes to my website. And I was speaking in a conference, and a gentleman started asking me questions. And I was like, how do you know these questions to ask me? And he goes, oh, I found it all on your website. I just wanted to know more. And I was like, oh,
Oh my gosh, one person went to my website.
it.
But now I do get a little more traffic than I did in the past.
Good.
But
Good.
it becomes a lot. So if you were going to speak to a new entrepreneur, they're just trying to find their way and get started. Do you have any suggestions on like what they could look for or to do for a website or the purpose of it? Because again, I just thought mine was for credibility. Like it's for credibility. You go on there and yeah, I have a website, I have a business, and you can contact me.
So I'm going to start there. Yes, I agree that you have to have a website for that purpose, because when someone is looking at you as a business, they need that, need to know you really are a business. You really are, you say you are. But it's worthless if it doesn't, if you don't know who you are and you don't know who you're selling to and you don't know your own brand. So where I suggest someone starts is at the very, very beginning, which is, who am I? Who do I want to sell to? What problems am I going to solve of theirs? And why? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because that's the start of the brand. And where I start with people is I start with my authority blueprint, which is exactly that. We spend an hour and a half drilling down those things. And when they say, which I often hear, but I don't want to niche down, because if I niche down, then all these other people aren't going to know about me, and I'm not going to attract all these other people. And I promise you, I am speaking from experience. I've been doing this work for 10 years, and it took me until 2 years ago to finally bite the bullet and go, I think these people are onto something. I probably need to niche down. And what I realized that everyone had already taught me, but I ignored, is when you niche down, you attract those people. You become the authority in that specific area to that specific audience, which means you can charge more and you are an expert in that area. Additionally, if you have referral partners, you're still going to get other people that may not be your niche audience. You know, for example, I work very closely with our local chamber. I live in a very small community. They refer me anybody that walks in the chamber and says anything about a website. And that may not be thought leaders, which is who I primarily support. I just built a website for a medical marijuana company that they're doing concierge service, doctor services, come to your home to get you your medical marijuana card. That's not necessarily a thought leader, but it's a local person that found me through the chamber that, of course, I'm not going to say, no, I can't help you. But your website needs to be very specific, and it needs in like the above the fold, like in the first few seconds, needs to be so clear that your ideal client goes, oh my gosh, they get it. They get me. They know what's wrong. They know my problems and they can solve them. And I like them. You know, there's something that aligns. It's your why or your passion, or it's, you know, there's something that connects. That's the point. The point of the website is to start the know, like, and trust and start the relationship. And then the rest of it is where we continue and get to the sales. The website is not actually to fill out a sales form.
Well, the whole idea of know who you want to serve and get really specific on that. I have a friend, and I can't remember if this is just before the pandemic and the shutdown or in the early days of it, but she's a physical therapist and she decided to niche into tennis elbow. And she is the tennis elbow expert, and she started doing physical therapy online with her patients, and she still does that. Like, she is the tennis elbow queen. You can look her up, Emma Green. She's in the LA area, and
I love
that is
it.
her focus. But I'm really confident if I went to her and say, hey, my knee hurts, she could tell me some things to do, right, to help with my knee. I had lunch with an amazing woman last night, Beth Davis. She is well known for human design. That's how I've heard of Beth. And she's in Oklahoma City now, so it was super cool that she's like actually here and we went to lunch. But she knows someone who focuses completely on addressing thyroid issues in women. That's it, thyroid issues. And I will say, we're gonna have to have cocktails and talk about this in much more detail, but my problem has been niching down because, I can help everybody, right? And I need to get that. I mean, what lights me up, what sets me on fire, because that's who you want to work with are the people that light you up and set you on fire. So I love that. So at with for our audience, do you have anything coming up, any workshops, any freebies, anything like to get them more connected with you, Lori? Because of course, I want to promote you as much as possible on this podcast also.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't have anything coming up yet. I'm in the process of figuring some really cool things out. But in the meantime, I will give you the link to share. I have a self-assessment that I encourage everyone to take. It is 5 questions. It'll take you about 2 minutes. And it's really to help you look at how your brand is coming across in all areas, not just your website, but just in general. And is it hurting you or is it helping you? And it's a total self-assessment with a score at the end to just get an idea of, and you'll see when you're going through it, you'll go, maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I should be doing that. And then sign up for a clarity call with me. Let me look at it. Let's talk about it. And I promise you, I will give you at least 3 things you can do immediately and don't have to pay me a dime. And then if you decide that you want me to help you, of course, I'm happy to do that as well.
I love it. So I'm gonna say my big takeaways from our time together is if you're an entrepreneur, you are your brand. So I want to throw out there, you have to decide how you want to show up to the world. And side note, I went to school in Monterrey, Mexico this summer, right after high school, like 3 weeks after I graduated. I went to school for the summer in Mexico to learn Spanish. Super awesome experience, but our leader said, you might be the only American that that person you met has ever come across. And how you act, how you treat them is going to be their impressions of the entire United States. So you have to decide what do you want the whole country to appear to others,
No
which,
pressure.
yeah,
No pressure.
no pressure. I'm 18 years old, just graduated high school, no pressure. But you would, it didn't take a half a minute to see how some of the other college student gals were acting on campus for me to go, ew, I don't want to be known as that girl. So your brand is kind of the same way. Somebody sees you and then that's who you are. My other takeaway is yes, your website is critical, but it needs to reflect you, who you want to serve, and what those problems are and that you can address them. And probably one of the biggest things is niche down as specifically and teeny tiny as you can possibly get, and everybody that needs you will find you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when your brand is strong, you will naturally attract the people that align with you. And guess what? You won't attract everyone. I mean, I'm like you, Jennifer. I'm loud and proud, and not everybody likes that. Not everybody likes my bright colors. I've actually had people tell me they don't like my bright colors. Well, that's okay. You're not my ideal client. And guess what? Even though I'm colorful, that doesn't mean your website is going to look like my website. Your website's going to look like your website should look. So, attract those that are going to love you and run with it.
A class for the great state of Oklahoma, and it was a 2-day class of stepping into your supervisory position. And I got there the second morning, and it's hard to do day two of standing all day when you're used to sitting behind a camera on your butt all day. Like, it's hard. And I go in, and you bring your own energy, right? You're your own energy source. And I walked in, and I was like, good morning, are we ready? And this one woman looked at me, and she is. You're just too perky for me. And I went, great, I'll take it. I don't think that was the reaction that she expected. But yeah, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I don't know why, but I mean, that is the reality. And, you know, we're going to attract the people that we want to work with and need to work with. So
Yep.
thank you for sharing. I'm so excited to have gotten this time. By the way, Lori and I weren't supposed to play together today, but it worked out perfectly that we got.
Apparently, we were supposed to play together today, right? Someone else had something to mind for us, which I love. And by the way, I know we only have a minute left, but I grew up in Norman, Oklahoma.
There you go. I went to the University of Oklahoma.
The University of Oklahoma, Boomer
Yes, I did.
Sooner.
I did. Boomer Sooner, baby. We're gonna have a good season this year. Okay. Thank you for being here. I truly appreciate it. And final thoughts for the audience.
Take the time to find your passion and your purpose. Don't keep doing what you hate if you hate it. Just take the time. Don't wait for a brain tumor. Go find your purpose and passion because it literally is life-changing when you live in your passion.
I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.